Man, we got an action-packed weekend.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Holy cow, man. When you sit down and think about it, Auburn's got a huge weekend almost across the board in multiple sports. You got a huge recruiting weekend this weekend. One of five recruiting weekends on deck that are going to play a huge role in how this class shapes up. You got baseball game one of the regionals, and then you got the men's golf that kicks off their national championship run today. Man, let's jump right into it, though. You got your first real big official recruiting visit weekend, and I misspoke. It's not one of five. It's one of four. You got May 29th this weekend, next Friday, Friday, June 12th, and then Friday, June 19th. And then it's a dead period. Then it's just about kind of getting ready, honestly, for the season. And you'll still have some commits and stuff in July. But you got to make your hay right now. This is closing season. This is when stuff gets real. When guys come in, okay, we've talked about it. Now let's see it. And you got some really big visitors coming in this weekend. And it doesn't have to go much further than starting with the headliner of Joshua Dobson from Cornelius, North Carolina, five-star cornerback, number nine overall player in the country, and he's unbelievable. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, he is every bit of his ranking. He probably would challenge to start day one. You got some older guys leaving off this roster. He could slide in there right away and challenge for a starting spot. It's all going to come down to price tag. I mean, I know that makes everybody want to throw up when you talk about it, but that's what it's going to boil down to in this one. I know he loves Auburn. Like, I know, like, he is always interacting with Auburn stuff on social media. He talks up Auburn. It's just, man, Texas A&M is a tough one to beat when it comes down to battles like this. And he's going to make probably SEC number one cornerback money. I mean, which is going to be touching $1 million or more. And it's just like, does that make sense for Auburn? If you can get anything close to that, maybe not quite all the way into the seven figures, if you can get him to come and see the pathway to playing time immediately, like, maybe you can win this one out. And you can never say never on anything. But Auburn does get a shot. You get a shot this weekend and a chance to make an impression. But he's definitely headlining that list, and we'll have to see, you know, how that one goes. One that is very interesting to me is Tay Walden Jr. I think he was kind of a later addition to the list. Auburn's been in the conversation, but it's not been a ton of buzz around the name, but he is coming here. He's a 6'2", 170-pound. He's listed as an athlete, okay? And when you think athlete, you're like, well, what direction is he going to go in? Is he going to be a wide receiver? Is he going to be a cornerback? Who knows? The thing is, like, he is literally elite at both. you could literally come in, bring him in, try him out at either, and he could be elite at both. I think they probably want him more on the offensive side. But, I mean, last year in his region, he was the defensive player of the year. And he was first-team all-region wide receiver and corner. First-team punt returner. 42 catches for 912 yards and 10 touchdowns. But he also had 5 interceptions and 17 pass breakups. His film is incredible to watch. Again, he came in, he was added to the list a little bit later. It looks like it's an Auburn and Ole Miss battle, according to the Rivals recruiting machine. And I believe maybe Collierville is kind of close to Oxford. I think that's correct. Regardless, it's going to be that's who you're looking at as far as the battle goes. Yeah, it's Collierville is just outside of Memphis, which is just across the line. Just across the line from Oxford. So we'll see what happens there. But he's electric, and he would be a fun one to add. You got the Viger teammates, Isaac McNeil and Jabarius Garore, scheduled to come in. I don't think they're actually here yet, but they're scheduled to come in. Some of these guys are already here. They got in here on Thursday, and we'll talk about a couple of those in just a second. Isaac McNeil actually commits on June 2nd, which is Tuesday, I think. Yeah, I think his announcement date was very early, and I believe it was June 2nd. So you get the last crack at him. He's a top 100 player. It's Auburn, Florida, and Georgia. Georgia has been coming on late. Florida is obviously very, very strong in this recruitment as well. Does Auburn want to play ball? I mean, that's what this is going to come down to. You get one of the top players in the state. You got a chance to get one of the top players in the state, a position that you really like him at too. 6'3", 220 linebacker. He's a freak too. I mean, again, turn the film on. It's fun. You get the last crack at him to make a chance or to try to, you know, make a run at getting him. So Isaac McNeil is one definitely to watch. His teammate, Jabarius Garore, he's a edge, another guy that's like 6'3", 220, top 100 player. Couple of schools in here. He did decommit from Alabama, but it still feels like Alabama's right there. Texas A&M, Miami are also in the mix. If you get Isaac McNeil, could it also help you, you know, put you over the edge on Jabarius Garore? They call him Chicken. It could. Who knows? All you know is you got him scheduled for a visit this weekend. You get him in here, and you figure it out. You figure out, is he on board? Can we push to get him? Does the money make sense? He definitely is at a position of need. These official visits are big, man. You got a couple of edges, a couple more edges coming in, and I think this is interesting. They're both from Maryland. You got Rion Jackson, James Pace. Both of them are four-star guys. You got Rion Jackson from Annapolis. You got James Pace from DeMatha Catholic. Remember DeMatha? That's where the Quanjo brothers, they put out. Quanjo brothers played there. They put out tons of talent. Maryland's a sneaky, like, powerhouse of talent that comes out of there. And obviously you have the connection with DJ Durkin, I'm sure, with his time there and all the successes you've had at St. Francis Academy. These guys are intriguing. Rivals recruiting prediction machine has Auburn with a slight lead for James Pace. We'll see how that one plays out. Will Deshaun Hall visit or will he not? The wide receiver from Prattville. You've seen multiple sites say he's coming. Some sites say he's not coming. I think the most recent list that Jeffrey Lee put out at On3 says he's not coming. We'll see. That doesn't typically bode very well for Auburn's spot in this recruitment when you have an open weekend for an official visit and you're not sure if you can get him here or not. And honestly, that may be a good thing. I'm just going to leave it at that. My guy, Nash Johnson, he's already here, guys. He's put it out there that he's committing on July 1st. I don't think that happens. I think it's earlier. I think he commits sometime in June. He's a three-star currently. Ain't no way he stays a three-star. And I just don't see this kid anywhere other than Auburn. Could he be one that pops shortly after his visit? We'll see. A 6'1", 180-pound corner, extremely underrated, vastly underrated. Was committed to Alabama for a really long time. I mean, he's got offers from everybody. Clemson, Miami, Ole Miss. For McEachern, again, we know that high school very, very well. It's hard to imagine him not being an Auburn Tiger and maybe being one sooner than we initially believed. Got a couple of commits coming in, Jalen Moore, Rance Brown. Next weekend is going to be another big recruiting weekend. Like I said, you got to cram it all in the next 4 weeks because after that, it's lockdown. So pay attention. There could be some fireworks. Regardless, you got some studs on campus, and there's some even more that I didn't even mention. Heck, I think Auburn has what? Let's see, eight 4-stars and a 5-star plan to be here this weekend. It's good stuff, man. The staff is working their tails off. And it's definitely going to, I think it's definitely going to pay off. We're going to talk about baseball and golf here in just a second. But before we do that, you guys need to check out Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway and take advantage of their Beat the Heat special. Hey, it's getting hot. Yesterday, I know it rained, but God, it was miserably hot. I could not imagine my AC not working at tip-top shape. You can get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and then if there's any repairs, you can take $50 off repairs over $300. I've done it, and guess what? My AC was running fantastic, and they're like, hey, dude, you're good to go. In and out, 30 minutes, you can't beat it. They're also now open at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, so you can get in there early and get it taken care of. And if you drop your car off between 7 and 9, you can get a $50 oil change. Can't beat that. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika. And then don't forget, go to buyauburn.com. If you're a business owner, it's less than a dollar a day to list your business and have this message shouted out to all of our listeners that are undoubtedly Auburn fans. We have a couple of hate watchers, but for the most part, chock full of Auburn fans. Do business with Auburn people. So if you're listening to this, do business with Auburn people first, period. Start with buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. Baseball regional kicks off today as Auburn takes on Milwaukee at 12 o'clock noon. I know several people really wanted that night game. Auburn's added freaking 1,400 plus new seats to the stadium. It's going to be so electric. It's going to be awesome. There's been some really weird weather that's been running through here lately. It looks like, according to this, there could be some rain around. I want to go on an hourly. Let's get an hourly. How about that? Looks like there could be some rain around lunchtime, which is right when the first pitch is supposed to happen. Dude, it's been touch and go in Auburn, Alabama all week. Like the sun will be out and you'll be sweating, and then an hour later, you've got 20-mile-an-hour gusts and lightning. So hopefully it dodges us. Hopefully it dodges us and we can get this in. You got the worst thing that could happen is you're starting Jake, which is cool. We'll talk about that in just a second. Starting Jake, the worst thing that can happen is like to start the game and then have a delay, and then your starter's done. Especially if you pitch like 2 or 3 innings and then you're out for an hour, like you can't come back in. You know, it's just the way that works. So the weather could be sketchy. Hopefully we'll get it in. We're going to have a barn cast for every regional game, every super regional game, every College World Series game, every game as we, you know, start this march to Omaha. Like I said earlier, Butch is rolling with Jake Marciano, and that makes sense. It makes sense. The only argument I had, the only concern I had, or the only thing I was even thinking you could do different was because Petro had such short work because of the rain delay in Birmingham, or in Hoover, I'm sorry. Could you roll with him first? Jake and Jackson is just such a nasty combo. It's almost just like, and Petro's nasty too. But it's like they're becoming like a number one, it feels like. So do you waste is the wrong word, because you got to get a win. Do you send them out against Milwaukee, who you're favored massively against? Or do you let Petro go and then you just slide those guys one game down? I totally get, hey, let's don't change anything. Let's pretend this is a three-game series and we're trying to go for the sweep. And we're going to throw our three best guys out there. We're going to put Jake in there, let him go as far as he can against Milwaukee. Let Jackson come in, shut him down, and then we're going to move on to game two and see who wins. And that makes sense to me. And that's essentially exactly what Butch said. I mean, Jake's got a 2.64 ERA, 100 strikeouts in 81.2 innings. I mean, he's becoming he's a stud, man. So why change anything? Like, I get it. Just keep on keeping on and go in there, get game one under your belt, and then figure out where to go from there. They haven't decided who they're going to roll with game two, which makes sense. You got to look at the analytics. You don't know who you're going to play. It's either going to be UCF or NC State. You don't know which one you're going to play, and the analytics may show something different based off of the pitchers available and the lineups that you're going to go against. So we'll see what happens. But bottom line is, first pitch today, high noon. Hopefully we get it in. Hopefully the weather doesn't become an issue. So good stuff there. Let's switch over to golf, because the golf national championship starts today. Holy cow, man. Just action on action. The guys tee off this afternoon, so we'll be able to follow along a little bit there. They're in Carlsbad, California. And the format is a little bit different. You got four rounds of team play that will actually determine not only who goes to the match play, but it'll also determine the individual national champion. So this is one of the things that's one of the few things that have eluded Jackson Koivun. If he could win a men's individual national championship, like, he'll go down as one of the best collegiate golfers of all time. Like, he's already one of the best of all time. You get that one under your belt, and it's like, holy cow, like, this dude's almost a no-doubter. But the way that starts, so you start today, and you play your first three rounds, and there's 30 teams. After the first three rounds, they're going to trim the field to 15. And those 15 teams will play the final round. And then from there, the top eight of that 15 will then move on to match play. So match play, remember, in the SEC tournament, it's literally 5-on-5, okay? You go down the line, you play 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, 3, you know, so on and so forth, and then you just play an 8-team tournament. And they play that, and they finish that over 2 days. So a lot of times it's like two matches per day. So it doesn't end after the first four rounds, but the four rounds gets you to match play, and the four rounds determines the individual winner. So I'm sure they're going to have a lot of this, especially the final day. Typically what they do is they'll have the final day on the TV coverage. So they'll have the final day coverage will be like Monday, and then they'll have all of the match play typically they'll have televised. They may throw in some over the weekend, but there's so much going on with baseball. Like, it'll be hard to – I know it's like different networks, but it'll be kind of hard to to work that in. But regardless, Auburn's awesome. Awesome at baseball, awesome in golf, and got a chance to potentially win a national championship at both. That'd be pretty sick. So buckle up. Big weekend. Appreciate you guys listening. Even with the, you know, being on a holiday weekend, I know a lot of folks are out of town. A lot of folks get the Saturday to Saturday around Memorial Day, but you guys are still locked in here listening. We really appreciate it. Make sure you like and subscribe. Hit the alert bell to make sure you're getting alerted when all of our content goes out. This is the spot, man. You come to the barn, you're going to get content that covers everything. You're going to get a baseball show. You're going to get a basketball show. You're going to get multiple different perspectives on what's going on at Auburn. Can't beat it. Then you got the live dive today, I assume, at 10 o'clock. So make sure you're locked in for that one as well. Guys, take care. We'll talk again soon. We'll see you at noon, high noon, for the Barncast. Be there. It's going to be fun. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.